You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I said, I need a six. She said, I don't have any more sixes. I said, Chris, you're going to get your foot in that shoe. There's no way you've already grown out of the 5.5 Lucas and Sabrinas I just got you. He's like, Dad, I got to loosen them up. I said, give them to me. I'm going to get you in these. And loosen them up all the way to the bottom. I got them as loose as I could get them, Brad, to be honest with you. That man, Big Toe, is already at the front of them. So I think, you tell me, is a 5.5 in men's, you would think it's bigger than the 5.5 in big kids. But for whatever reason, this shoe is tight. Again, maybe it was the jaw. Twos, Kool-Aid edition, run small. Because they found that some of the Jaw ones seem to run a little small. Some people have talked about that. Maybe that was the explanation. But we had to take the 5.5s. And my plan, Chris can only wear them in games.
Okay.
He's probably only going to be play in two games before his big toe is busting out of this thing.
Yeah.
Because at that point, with me sweating and doing everything I had done over those hours to get these things, I'm going with the 5.5. We don't have a choice.
Right.
So we're probably going to get two wears out of these things. And then we're putting them back in the box. And Dad's going to save them. Because at some point, again, like we were talking about, time capsule.
Oh, yeah, those for sure.
And especially if he only gets two wears. So I got to get him out of them before that big toe busts out of them.
That's right. Because then they have no
value. But you better believe I forced him into them. When she told me she couldn't go up, she didn't have any more. I mean, the selection at that point was down to nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. But at least you came away with something.
Yeah. Things you do for your kids, huh, dads?
That's right.
That was me going the lengths. So I hope you guys are doing that, going that far for your children. Well, I did it for little Chris. And, yes, we copped a pair of the Kool-Aids thanks to the Foot Locker pop-up that we told you was coming, John. Well, I sat up here and told you. Heard, confirmed.
Yeah.
Told you all week long. For the folks that were up there to take advantage, very smart people in Memphis were listening. This was a huge weekend. You took advantage. You got them Kool-Aids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, I'm glad to hear it worked out all as well. That ends well. Great weekend for Memphis. Great weekend for Penny. Let's get some games on the schedule. All right. Let's go. Hopefully, these are where those things are born. I mean, these are when we start to tell those stories about, hey man, this home and home with Houston, this home and home with Arkansas, it'll trace back to that podcast appearance in Memphis.
No, that to trace back to the St. Jude and Cal finally putting the guns down, doing this exhibition.
Put the guns down, Cal.
First, like they were doing, they had talked about those discussions that already started.
Yes,
but yes, no, you're absolutely right. With the relationships can only help. It can only help Pitney, whether it's benefiting him as a coach. Again, what he's able to glean from those men, what he should do. Hey, man, I got this terrible AAC schedule. I can't play you. You can't play me this year. Who's open, Cal? Hey, Kelvin, help me get something. Y'all know how tough this is for me.
Exactly.
And Cal certainly knows a lot of important things.
Absolutely.
Can come out of those relationships.
All right, well, we got the conference final set in the NBA. I was getting active all weekend on VIP Play TN. It's available in the App Store. It's exclusive to Tennessee, which I love. I love supporting local, right? And that's exactly what this app is. It's not like this big corporate machine here. It's folks that live and work and play in Tennessee. And that's where I have been all weekend. Timberwolves, Thunder, Pacers, Knicks, those odds are set. They also have the best price that I've seen on OKC to win it all. So if you like that, like me, you'll be doing it on VIP Play Tennessee. Again, it's available in the App Store. New customers bet $5. You get $100 in bonus bets. They're going to have some sweepstakes coming up here very soon with a grand prize of $10,000. Have more to announce on that in just a little while. But again, the app VIP Play Tennessee in the App Store. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be your best friend. Visit their website, livelovememphis.place. Find all their listings. They got some beautiful homes. That's where you're also going to get the best service, the best guidance when it comes to buying a home, selling a home. They know exactly what needs to take place for you to maximize the profit when you're selling a home. But you got to reach out, soldolivelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200. That's what I did. I used Live Love to sell my home, and I used them to help me find my dream home. Put my money where my mouth was, and my money was well spent, because I spent hundreds for Jennifer to give me thousands. Now, I wish that could have been millions. I mean, who wouldn't? Right? But my situation could only get me thousands. But from where I was to where we are now, she's been a godsend. She can do that for you. You might be in a renting situation. I don't even know you can afford a mortgage. Now, she's not going to put you in an owning situation, give you a mortgage that you can't afford. She's only going to put you there if it's good for you, like it was for my family, like it was for me. So I will forever sing the praises of Live Love, 901-625-5200. Call them like I did. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. Yeah, we'll get to the race war a little bit later. It's just an annual tradition at this point. Because it's like, all right, oh, yeah, the WNBA is back. We're in another race war. But the NBA conference finals are indeed set. In the West, it is the Oklahoma City Thunder taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves, who have just kind of been waiting. And then the Eastern Conference is Pacers and Knicks. I'll be honest, I'm not really that excited about Pacers-Knicks. I mean, I like the Knicks story. I like the juice of the city being back. Like, that feels cool. But, like, in terms of, like, I don't know. The Pacers just don't really get me excited. I mean, they're, like, they're a good team. They're a really, really good team. But, like, are they a team that I would want to go, like, watch play, you know? No. Yeah, not really. They would be at the bottom of the list for me, like Siakam and Miles Turner and Halliburton, you know? Again, credit to that coaching staff, credit to that team for being here. They earned it. But I'm just not really that excited about them overall. And then Thunder Timberwolves. I was actually just talking to a person that I respect in the NBA, in the NBA betting side, probably more than anybody, and he said he's been betting no on OKC to win the title. He's been betting as much as he can. He bet it today. He bet it last week. Just does not believe in OKC.
Good luck to
you him. Know, which, you know, I don't, what can they do? What can they do is what I would ask, right? What more can they, and I don't think he's alone. I think there's a lot of skepticism about them generally. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the fact that, like, they are kind of boring. Like, they're even their superstar is, like, you know, low-key, you know, and he's not American. I don't know. But it does feel like there's so much skepticism about the Thunder, and I think it's kind of time to leave it at the door at this point. Like, they won a hellacious series against the Nuggets, and I know that they were banged up and all those things, but, like, to put those Nuggets down, bro, you can't do that and be a fraud. You just can't, especially the way they did it, right? You went by a billion three different times. So, I don't know, man. Am I running to the window to bet title? Probably not, but I still think they'll be able to handle Minnesota in this series.
I mean, they're the favorite for a reason. And sure, I'm sure you can find smart people that are betting against them, but I think Vegas is telling you, based on what your eyeballs, what we discussed there first segment, what we've seen, they are sure a team that had to go seven games. I wouldn't, and yeah, you know, you put a champ down in Jokic, but this wasn't some team that was, you know, playing a dominant brand of basketball at the end of the season. They were banged up. And so, back to the point I made, for the doubters that look at that, you had to go seven with Denver. Sure, it gives you a little bit more ammo. But I just think, again, it all comes out in the wash. When you've seen this team at its most dominant, it doesn't look like anything else we've seen
right.
from the Knicks or the Pacers, as far as I'm concerned.
That's exactly right.
That's what Vegas is saying in terms of they are the favorite to win. I'm not going to – I can always play devil's advocate here and tell you, well, OKC hasn't done it. Inexperienced, youngest team in the league. Do all those things that your smart friend that's put all this money against them. I could tell you all that. But I think we're in the same boat. We said it first hour. This team's going to come through. And I think this matchup with Minnesota, again, if they are not a team that values every single possession in these playoffs, has to be a different level of value than you had in the regular season. And we've seen them, even as dominant as Randle was, he was turning the ball over. That's what OKC feeds on.
Yeah.
So it might just be a bad matchup for them. Not saying at all Minnesota can't be competitive or win this series. They have been here before. There's a next step they need to take as well that I'm sure their fans are saying, and I ain't, right? Time to get to the finals now because we've lost at this stage before. But, nah, man, this appears to me to be playing. There's too many bodies. They're as good defensively. They're better than anybody. And people, they look what they did to Jokic in that game. The man took 9 shots. They guarded him with Caruso. Did they do that all series? No, they couldn't have done it all series. He would have adjusted. But look what it did to him in a game 7. They can throw all kinds of different bodies and schemes at you and forget what they do offensively. You know, Jaylen or whoever else going to step up as sort of the Robin to Batman to SGA. You know, some nights it's Chet Holmgren. They are better defensively than they are offensively. They get so much of what they do offensively. 37 points yesterday off Denver from the defensive side.
Yep.
So it's what they can do to you defensively. And yes, while Minnesota is deeper than this Denver team, they're still just you focus on Randle, you focus on Anthony Edwards. This isn't a team full of shooters from the top to the bottom. You know, that you gotta guard tightly here. Shut down Ant, play their way as physical as they've been inside. No, man, they can win this series in easier fashion, I feel like, than they did against Denver.
I completely agree.
They can.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Pressure's on Minnesota.
It is.
Big pressure. Know,
can they just – I just don't – they haven't really shown that they can't turn the ball over. So that's just what I can't put out of my mind. At the end of the day, like, that's just what I keep coming back to. they got fortunate when they – you know, the Warriors lost Steph. Took advantage of that. I mean, they shouldn't apologize for that. It happens all the time. But, I mean, they had 16 turnovers in game 1. We talked about in the close that they had 20 turnovers. Even in their win, like their 117-93 win, they had 13 turnovers. Like, you're just not surviving with 13, even with 13 turnovers against the Thunder. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think it's gonna work for you. Because they're going to get out. And they're going to run, and they're going to splash you in the face like the 2016 Warriors with all their shooters. And I heard, I guess it was Doris Burke yesterday, like, she was like, that Minnesota zone is coming. And I'm just like, dude, I think Oklahoma City is completely content with the zone. Like, they're fine with that. I mean, are they the best shooting team ever? Obviously not. I mean, Shea's kind of, like, iffy. Jalen Williams had games where he was just completely a non-factor. But I still think between Shed and – I mean, Wiggins coming off the bench and Wallace, like, they have enough shooting to where they can overcome that, you know. So I think you're going to have to defend this team man-to-man overall to beat them. And, I don't know if there's anybody left in these playoffs that can do it. So we'll find out. We'll get our first game, our game 1, tomorrow, Minnesota and OKC. I wonder, like, do Grizzlies fans, do you think at this point have any preference? Do they care? Do you think there's like this interest in OKC losing because they beat you?
Perhaps. Maybe because they beat you, you want to see them go on and win it so you can tell yourself, that wasn't as embarrassing as it felt after, you know, in the immediacy of getting swept. You know, I've heard a lot of, they go, ooh, doo-doo.
Right.
Come on, man.
Well, the one
Even
thing...
Zach Kleiman told you, you ain't close. So all that talk about what it could have been or, you know, game 4 and how competitive it was when you just had, you know, everybody but Ja out there, man, please. Okay, so he puts you down.
The only thing that I feel less bad about, and I said it in the first hour, is just, you know, we came in here and we were like, all right, you got to send guys out because, you know, Caruso locked down Jaren Jackson Jr. And, you know, full credit to Caruso. He did it to Jokic, man. And if he's doing it to Jokic, of course he's going to do it to Jaren. So I feel, you know, it might just be one of those things
one
where it's
game,
like,
man.
Yeah.
One game, they hadn't said it was a wrinkle. They hadn't seen it.
Right.
That's why I got him. He wouldn't have done that to Jokic for a series like he essentially
did
to Jaren.
No, that's true. But I'm not really trying to say that Jaren is, you know, we don't think he should be the player that Jokic is. I feel less bad about him getting punked the way that he did in that series.
The truth is, you are too far down the road with Jaren, what he can do for you. When do we find out All-NBA so we can finally put this to bed?
We still don't know who the MVP is.
If you can do that, if he makes All-NBA, you will have more flexibility in the right now. But the point is, if you don't have Jaren Jackson Jr., then what you got Edie sitting there for? Because then you got somebody that goes against the grain when it comes to the NBA. You don't have a pop-out big. You got a big that plays inside. Edie is there to address the flaws of Jaren Jackson while creating space for Ja. And, I mean, play Steven Adams, essentially. That he is, again, part of the investment in Jaren. It's the reason why Jaren ain't going anywhere. If anybody's moving out of the three, we know it to be Bane. That's it. So you don't have to tell yourself, oh, man, like Jaren's better than we think because, you know, because Caruso was able to handle. You don't have to tie those two together. He needs to be better. You know he has to be because you are invested in him. No, not to the same degree you have to be with Ja, but it's number two.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree.
Jaren ain't going anywhere. Your best hope is that he pays as much attention to his basketball this offseason as he does his fashion.
Absolutely. So, anyway, Western Conference final set, Eastern Conference final set start Tuesday. We'll have those games on 92.9, correct, Brad? Have those games on 92.9, so keep it locked.
So, Liberty Park Hotel apartments could break ground this fall. This is a story. It's very important from Sam Hardiman over at the Daily Memphian, and I suggest you read it because whether it comes to future events at MSEC or, more importantly, just the future of Liberty Park, you have got to get that area around it developed. And the city of Memphis said on Friday, I guess this was after we got out of here, at least I had not seen this story after we got out of here Friday at 2, that 152-room Hampton Inn by Hilton and 215 apartments could break ground in the fourth quarter of 2025. The projected opening date is early 2027. That is great news. And Hardiman talks about how this news comes at a time where you just had, you know, most of the country in terms of college basketball in town for this event. And as part of with the 200 and something teams that were here for the EYBO, all their parents, everybody involved with them, and having a hotel on site, you think about how successful that could be, a venture, and apartments and all that, but they've talked about retail and everything there, and there is a great opportunity now when you think about what used to be there with Liberty Land and everything else and what's not there now. You got MSEC standing out, and it's a jewel, and you look right across the street, at Coliseum, still sitting there.
Yep.
Man, and I could not help but look closely at it because this place, I mean, again, with the barbecue contest also right there at Liberty Park, the parking was absolutely slammed. And I got a separate thing on the parking that I want to hit later. But we had to park behind the Coliseum. And so I was like, it was like the old days where you come out one of those VIP entrances. Man, that thing is nothing. And folks know this. It's been a hot mess for a while, but it's nothing but a dumpster. There's nothing but trash in the back. It's all over. It's like, what's the point? I know the point is how costly it is to tear the damn thing down. I think it was Strickland that says it goes back to them,
yep,
that there was a $10 million yep estimate or something like that.
It's cheaper to keep
Bro,
it.
Bro, we have got to do it. I don't care if it's all parking spaces because you could use them when you're pulling in events like you did this weekend with both of those EYBO and barbecue contests same time. You could have used all that as parking. That's how slammed it was. My point, bro, we got to move forward. Moving forward has to include doing something with that building. I don't care what, going deep into debt in terms of the city funds. And Hardiman talks about, you know, the city having to come out of its pocket already for MSEC, mm-hmm, to pay off to that building already. And so we know it's tight. But, bro, the potential of that area was on display again this weekend, and it whether it's something there or just more parking, you've got to continue to move forward. So I'd love to hear what the plan is on that. And I'm supposing these hotels, these apartments, it all has to at some point come with the doing away of the eyesore that and blocking everything that the Mid-South Coliseum is, the stand, you know, the faltering structure that it is now. And listen, I got memories just like everybody else. And I know the folks that want to put a wrestling hall of fame or something have had great ideas and want to preserve it. Like, I'm not disrespecting the want to do that. But boy, we needed to have moved on that already, especially with MSEC sitting right across the street. I graduated from the place. I got great memories, whatever else. Guys, we don't let memories stop progress.
Right.
We are on the brink of something really good there. And so whether it's, again, these hotels getting up and getting done, the apartments, the retail space over there, man, we can move Memphis forward just right there in Liberty Park and do a lot for the city. You see already that Nike's basically saying, build it. Build it. We'll come.
Right.
They did into the MSEC. You put hotels and apartments there. You move that eyesore that is the Coliseum, and you got a renewed Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium over there, renovated and everything else. Man, that place can be popping in a way that it's hadn't been in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea. I mean, I love the fact that it feels like we got a little momentum. You know, I'm over the self-loathing and the defeatism. You know,
we did enough of that with the whole murder capital of the world we learned over the weekend.
Yeah, that
war of America. Excuse me.
That hurt. No question
that didn't
about
feel
it.
Feel good. Coming from who it came from.
But you know, and look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, there were some people in my college basketball group chat that came in for the weekend, and they made sure to tell me in the group chat that they thought Memphis was bleak, that their experience in the city was bleak. What can we do? We're rebuilding right now, bro. Like that's an effort, and we're in the middle of it. You know, and Liberty Park, you know, renovation and development is a big part of it. You know, it's you have the stadium, you have, everything else around it. Obviously downtown, we're trying to revitalize, you know, so we're in a rebuild effort right now, man. You know, what can I say? You know, I can't really argue too much right now with the dude, you know, like, but I look, Detroit went bankrupt in 2013, man. You know, cities go through things like this sometimes, and, you know, Detroit's fine. Detroit's got the Lions. You know, they had the Tigers in the playoffs a couple of years ago. Like, they're back. They're fine. They made it through. So we can do the same. We just got to we got to hunker down. You know, there's no doubt about it. So the Liberty, I mean, that's kind of what we're holding up right now, you know. And if we could figure out something to do with that Mid-South Coliseum, you know, maybe that would go a long way as well. But got concerts coming, got all kinds of things coming, but lots more work to do. There is no question about that. All right, WNBA is back. And, of course, we got a little bit of controversy in one of the first games of the young WNBA season as the Indiana Fever took on, of course, the Chicago Sky on Saturday, their first game of the season, 93-58 final. I guess it was in the third quarter. There was a hard foul from Caitlin Clark on Angel Reese, which has reignited the race war in 2025. Caitlin Clark finished with 20-10-10. That's a triple-double. Angel Reese had 12-17. I mean, you're kind of dealing with two teams that are, heading in different directions, right? Like, Indiana is a good...
They both sucked going into last year when they were rookies.
Right, right.
And, I mean, they're both on the... Indiana's a little bit ahead. A lot ahead.
Yeah, they made the playoffs.
Because they made the playoffs, but they both were nothing before last year. And with her and Cardozo, the Sky now have a future.
Right.
They were close, didn't make the playoffs. Indiana did.
Right.
Chicago's ahead, but I wouldn't say it's a team going in the opposite direction, like down.
Yeah,
they're
obviously
on the uptick.
Yeah.
Indiana's ahead.
Indiana may be like more of the, contender, right? Like than Chicago. I mean, I think that's kind of like
the playoffs last year.
Where they want to be, right? I don't want to argue, obviously, about the WNBA, bro. Like, my passion for this is very, like, limited.
Cool. Then we get right to the race war.
You know, but I say that obviously jokingly because it just feels like every time these two play, it comes up and it's a thing and it's some drama and it's like this great big argument on the internet. And like I told Jeff on text, like, I don't engage in WNBA discourse because, like, it's weird to me, like, the way that people talk about WNBA and discuss WNBA, it's very different than any other league, honestly, that I can think of. And so I don't really engage in it at all. I thought in terms of the play, it was a hard foul, and that's the end of it. They called it a flagrant. Like, that's it. Like, I don't think it needs to be any deeper than that. But, of course, it has to be because it's the WNBA. But overall, I think it was just another reminder, like, Caitlin Clark is triple-double. Like, she is one of the faces of this league. She's going to go down probably as the greatest ever to do it when it's all said and done. I mean, this is just year two for her. So, and Angel Reese, I know she made history as well. She was the fastest to, I can't remember exactly what the stat was, like 450 rebounds and like 350 points, something like that. Like, just basically like the double-double. So, I just hate all the extracurricular that comes with it because it's just not – I just don't have any interest in it. And it doesn't seem like the players have much interest in talking about it directly either, which is the other weird part about it. Like, either one of them could have had a chance. Like, Angel could have had a chance to go in on it. She said nothing. She said move on. Kaylin didn't see. She said she felt like she, made a basketball play and that's it. Why we have to feel like we have to say something extra about it or others feel like they, you know, not really something I understand. But the WNBA season started, and of course it did start with some controversy there between CC and Angel Reese.
It's unfortunate that what should be a good thing makes everybody so uncomfortable, and that it does, you know, draw vitriol out of some folks, and clearly did yesterday. And I'm not, you know, the WNBA is clearly investigating whether Angel Reese heard some from the crowd. I think the Fever are obviously involved in that too. And if she did, well, if she didn't, that'll be, you know, then right. That's proven out. Nothing to see here. But if she did, it's unacceptable. And it should be a look at ourselves at why this is so uncomfortable, why right. This feels like we have to sit on sides, why maybe the addressing of it, you know, in a funny way, maybe we're not ready to handle that right now because right. It makes somebody uncomfortable when we actually talk about what's going on.
Yeah.
The fact is, this is a great thing for the WNBA. It brings eyeballs. This was the biggest thing on Saturday. Everybody on my timeline was talking about it. I mean, Devin Walker was, well, you know, he's tweeting about it. He's getting, you know, folks are coming back, talking to him about it. And that's what I'm saying. It's not just sort of this corner niche thing anymore. It's becoming a national sports story. That's good for the league.
Totally.
Why people don't want to make this Magic or in Bird or not compare it. I don't understand. That adds to, why does it have to be uncomfortable? Because, again, what those two did for the NBA at the time is very comparable to what these two are doing. The problem is us. It's the way we're reacting to all this. It doesn't have to be this way. We can look at it and say, yeah, sure, we can dig in. The fact is, when this started, Angel Reese doing the ring thing in the face of Kaylin, boy, people injected themselves then, and there has been a vitriol bought out of that. Whichever side you're picking, those that have picked sides, there shouldn't be sides in this whatsoever, but we've used it to project our own beliefs or whatever else into this great rivalry, this great sports rivalry. And yet it feels like, oh, boy, I can't talk about this, or it gets me into an area that's uncomfortable for me. We do that because, what, we're just projecting ourselves into it. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about what it is and what it's doing for the WNBA. Let's, again, condemn the vitriol that's coming out of us, out of fans. Let's nip it in the bud. Ban them for life, whatever it's going to take, so folks know how serious this is. We're not going to put up with this year after year after year, what it draws out of you, when, frankly, it's just – It's a competition. It's one on one. Yes, we've injected ourselves, but it's ourselves we should be looking at, not the two of them. Who? Yes, I don't think she likes Kaitlyn.
Right,
Kaitlyn. I think if you pin her down, she probably doesn't like where it's gone with Angel at this point. She probably doesn't like the way Angel's handled some things. Probably thought Angel overreacted yesterday. Probably got some disdain for her. I don't care. What it is great for the game. And that's what we should be focused on rather than how uncomfortable this is or trying to make it one side or the other. It's great for the WNBA. It's made the WNBA a national sports story.
Yes.
Not just every time these two are on the floor, but I'm talking about season after season. We're watching more. We're paying more attention. And it's unfortunate for the other players in the league that because of everything this draws out of everybody else in the story that these two rivalry has become and all the hate that gets into it and the vitriol, it's taken away from the how good the game is. The game is good.
Yep.
And it's only getting better because better players, Angel's breaking records, Caitlin's breaking records, and that's what we should be focused on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody, you know, again, and myself included, whoever it is, we should turn it down on the whole, you know, we've got to make this about us or picking a side or anything else and just sort of look at it for what it is, which is a great thing for the WNBA. And frankly, let these players be fierce on the court.
Yeah.
And let's stop trying to justify it with our views and our values.
Yep.
Let them play. Let them hoop. It's great to watch.
Well, and I would also say, like, I think the WNBA should lean more into it, too. Like, I think they kind of create this.
Lean into it, but also, right?
I mean, if there was something.
Come down on.
Yeah, of course.
How people are responding to this around these women.
Yeah.
In whatever way and power that you have.
Yes. But, like, you know, it's okay for players not to like each other. Like, I don't understand, like, when we had to get there, because Magic and Larry did not like each other. They respected each other as competitors, but it wasn't like they weren't calling each other and trying to be friends. Like, in fact, I mean, did anybody like Michael Jordan? I mean, did anybody like compete? Like, did anybody like him? Even his own teammates probably didn't like him. You know, like, it was respect, but it wasn't like, oh, we're all friends. We're all going to comment on each other's Instagram. See, that's what social media has created, right? It's like, there's this sort of thought that everybody has to get along, everybody has to gas each other up, and it's like, nah, man, that's just not reality. That's, you're not gonna like every single person that you work with, bro. That's what it boils down to. These are coworkers. They're not on the same team, but they play in the same league, and they don't like each other, and that's fine. Like, I don't think it takes away from the game at all. I think it adds to it. It adds more interest. It adds more fire. It adds more. And again, these things have to be confined. You start getting into, like, racial or whatever, that's obviously past the line. But man, this is great. I mean, this is professional wrestling, bro. There's a heel, there's a face. There's two guys that don't like each other. That's part of the deal. If everybody got along, nobody would care. Nobody would watch. So I think the you know, how, you know, if there is any rigidity to it, it's good. It's fine. That different upbringings, different people, different whatever. Like, why everybody has to just get along to go along, I think is crazy to me. And we don't have this conversation in men's NBA, though. It's only about the WNBA do we have this conversation.
I mean, a race gets injected all the time. We just saw with Draymond trying to say he's angry black man being projected as that.
Yeah.
And being called a racial slur in the game during it.
Yeah, I just mean in terms of the get along. Like, we don't say, like, Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson don't like each other.
We don't have a rivalry. Yeah, like a one-on-one. I mean, that's why we go back to Bird and Magic because that's maybe the only thing that feels like it's come close to this.
Yeah.
Now, again, with where the leagues were at the time those rivalries were happening, I think it's part of why the comparison is such a strong one.
Mm-hmm. No, I think
because,
it is.
Because the WNBA, yes, it's been successful, but in many ways it's sort of been niche.
Right.
It has not been mainstream in the way that it has become the last 2 to 3 years, the way it was becoming even before this too. Like, go back to Sabrina. Like, her shoes are some of the most selling shoes. She was in the league before these two.
Yep.
It had good momentum. This was like a freaking, you know, I mean, just in steroids, injection with these two at the same time.
It's a gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's a gift that the league should embrace.
Caitlin's getting, she's getting triple-doubles out there first game, already an MVP, you know, candidate, maybe the favorite, should be the favorite after you go out there and get a triple-double. You look at how easily they handled Chicago yesterday. That's not a team that's just going to be making the playoffs. That team looks like a contender this year, to John's point.
Yep.
Chicago's a little further off, a little bit, you know, in terms of the rebuild, because they need more. But back to the point, for Angel, it's 450 and 450, fastest player in WNBA history to record over 450 points, 450 rebounds, to do it, and she did it in 35 games. So fastest ever. Like, there is talent on both sides. So much of it's sort of this taking away from Angel the player, right?
Yep.
She ain't the player. Caitlin's clearly the best. Angel's not even on her level. I mean, Angel is clearly a different player, but she is dominant in terms of a rebounder. And, yeah, man, she's got an improving shot. They call her the queen of double-doubles. That's what she's been. She had the streak last year, reset a rookie record, set the WNBA record. She passed rookies for most consecutive double-doubles. And 450 and 450.
Yep.
I mean, there have been that you beat Lisa Leslie.
Absolutely.
In terms of to 450 and 450. That makes her pretty damn good.
Well,
so that's what's adding. I mean, that's what we should be focused on, is how good both of them are. And the fact that there's a little bit of bitterness between
which
them.
Which is fine,
and
bro.
That's fine.
Angel Reese did $10 million in endorsements last year. Right? So she's a star. She's a star.
They're both stars off of this, and we should let them be rather than projecting ourselves onto them.
Yes. No, I joke about the race war. I don't feel anything, right? I don't feel anything about that. Like, I just feel like it's too – they've been competing with each other for a long-ass time. They've been going back and forth, going back to college, right? Like, that's what makes it unique.
Yeah, I got it. ESPN had it. They're 5-5 going back to head-to-head matchups, going back to college.
Like, that's
and
what
– ESPN is marking that because the rivalry is good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
And
it brings eyeballs. It brings clicks, man.
I mean, it makes me more interested in it every time they play.
It's made Angel rich, aside from the basketball. I'm sure it's making Caitlin Clark rich in much the same way. That's good for them. It's great for the league.
Yes.
Again, when we get focused on this stuff, these uncomfortable or not talks, it takes away from every – I mean, it's disrespect to every other player in the league, number one, because we're focused so much on this as if this is – the only thing happening in the WNBA.
Right.
And that's unfortunate for them. But in the end, it's bringing more eyeballs to you.
Yep.
More eyeballs. You get more interested in I want to dig it in a little bit deeper. So in the end, it's still a great thing it's a net positive for those players that aren't getting as much attention and for the league, which is all of a sudden shifted to the forefront like a men's sport. It's like
absolutely.
It gets as much. And it did on Saturday when the NBA didn't play.
Right.
The WNBA got all the shine.
Yep.
That was great for the league.
Now, what we don't need to have happen is one day you come in here and you got on the Angel Reese ones and I got on the Caitlin Clark ones. I mean, we need to get on some kind of accord there so that this does not continue to be so divisive.
Yeah. It's again, I only feel it being divisive for one side of the table.
Yeah. I mean, because I do think that Caitlin's signature shoe will be a purchase. I mean, I just do. I think it's got to be a purchase. It's just history, right?
Everything I do is in love, brother.
You know, so
always.
I don't.
And I mean, yes, I might purchase those Angels. Are they Nikes?
Well, I know Asia's getting one. I don't know.
I got my son a pair of the Sabrinas because a ton of NBA players are wearing them.
Yeah.
And so I'll buy a WNBA shoe for a boy.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
So Angel Reese something. Is Reebok.
See, we left Reebok a long time ago, the Smith family.
Yeah.
We did. Unfortunately, I used to get mine from Breakaway Athletics on Union.
Yeah.
But I moved away from that
brand. Angel might bring you back. I mean, so that's – but
Shaq didn't.
Right. No, he didn't. I watched the documentary on N1, by the way, over the weekend. It was
really?
Great. Yeah.
I'm glad you ever see that. You're an N1 guy, huh?
Dude, N1, for when I was growing up, it changed the pickup culture, all of it, bro.
I know.
The shirts with the stupid sayings on there. You remember those?
We know whether the professor was your guy.
Had the professor. They were like, I had no idea like how it worked, but they used to come to Memphis all the time. They had all that in the documentary.
We found out that those brothers, all of them, including the white brother, the professor, didn't they all get bamboozled and hoodwinked in terms of getting paid? And then they all say we came up short. We didn't get what we were. What we put in, we weren't paid.
The way it was presented was they got paid. Some people made a lot more than others,
mm-hmm.
When people found out about the differences in that, was the end of the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
And then they called them all in one day, and basically said it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not paid as employees. They were basically paid as endorsers of the brand. And so they got nothing, right? Like, they just got put on their ass. When it was all over and the buyout happened.
Story of America.
Yeah, they didn't get any severance. They didn't get any, like, nothing. And there were some guys who said, like, I was on the tour for 3 years. I went to them and I said, I needed $15,000 for my kid to go to school. And they didn't give me anything. They gave me nothing.
And my brothers gave them a lot of good years, man.
Yeah.
A lot of injuries, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, literally.
And one, those tours were, like, massive.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
the crowds they would draw.
Yeah. I mean, and,
they sold gear and everything else. They were, they were doing well.
But it was very interesting.
Folks at the top making all the money.
The moment they felt like they were dying and, like, their death was coming was when Nike released that commercial. And you know the one I'm talking about. The one with J. Will, with Vince Carter, where they're dribbling the ball to the sound, like, to the beat, right? The one that's like, it's like one of the most iconic. And they said that's when Nike threw their haymaker back at us and we didn't have a response. They leaned into the street part of it. That's what we were, right? I mean, A&1 was like street pickup. Like, that's what it was. That was a whole brand. Nike was like the more highfalutin, we got Michael Jordan. We got the pro side of it. But basically, once they made that commercial and they leaned more into the, everyday pickup part of it, it was the beginning of the end for A&1, and it was it burned hot, man. It was like 3 years where they were on top, or at least second. There, I think they were second, maybe. But yeah, and now it's been bought and sold a billion times. But Reebok's still around. Angel.
Yeah.
2026.
Well, I mean, Nike's kind of tied up, huh? They're missing Miss 450 and 450 and 35.
That was maybe an oversight, but I do think Angel's shoes will do well. Because she's a star. She's
Wilson's a Nike.
Yeah.
And what's Caitlin got?
Oh, she's Nike for sure.
Okay. Oh well, you said that with a pride.
Well, I mean,
I felt your chest come out when you said that. Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, buddy.
They weren't letting her get away.
She's why.
They were not letting her get away.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
man, she put it down, man. I tell you what. She had Angel. I mean, she's throwing back door behind her, too.
Yeah.
Caitlin was in her bag.
Did you see Dave Portnoy?
No, I don't pay any attention.
Well, he was there on the front row.
Good for him.
In a full Caitlin Clark uniform. The jersey, the shorts, and the...
That's cute.
And he had he bet $25,000 on her to get a triple double, and she did.
Well, I mean, let's be real. He's Angel Reese Hader number one.
He is.
And he has a large following, and hit a lot of his followers, and sometimes him. They're part of leading the vitriol against her, and so I would include him in that. And I'm sure he was there as a troll to Angel in all of Caitlin's stuff, as doing just as much of that as he was there to support his favorite player, Caitlin Clark.
Mm.
He is a troll, and that's what he was there to do. And he has a following of folks that are right there in the middle of all this stuff that you and I just supposedly condemned and say we shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
So I'm not holding up Dave Portnoy for sitting sideline in Caitlin Clark, because we know what he was there for, to help stir this mess up.
Now, there's no doubt about that. No, I don't think it was a you're wearing a freaking your uniform as a 50-year-old man. Come on, bro. Like, that's... That's ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, quite the scene. I do have a little bit of bad news for Memphis basketball. I don't think you're going to like it, but we'll talk about it when we get back. Jason and John, I just trying to film you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
VIP Play Tennessee. It's VIP Play Tennessee in the App Store. New customers, you bet $5, you get $100 in bonus bets. You can small ball that one and make a stretch, right? Over at VIP Play Tennessee. Tons of profit boosts. Got daily specials. Everything you're looking for. Got NBA, got hockey, Major League Baseball, soccer, NCAA baseball, NFL coming up before you know it, WNBA, whatever you need, it is there on the app. Download it today, VIP Play Tennessee, gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, so Andy Katz has a podcast, and his guest on this week's edition of the podcast was Purdue coach Matt Painter, who was here in town. Great guy, great coach, somebody that Memphis could potentially be playing next season as part of the Baja Mar Bahamas event. We don't know who that fourth school is yet, right? We're still waiting on that, but I think it might be Texas Tech.
That's what Munns and Parth have said.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So Memphis, Purdue, I can't remember who the third team is.
Wake Forest.
Oh, Wake Forest. That's right. He was asked about his schedule this year, his non-conference schedule. And this is what Purdue coach Matt Painter said. That's all we need. Memphis is playing Purdue, according to Matt Painter, in that first game in the Baja Mar. That means Memphis will be playing, most likely, the number one team in the country in the preseason. Now, who knows what it'll be when they play, but we had hoped that Memphis Purdue would not be the first game in this event, and he just confirmed that his understanding is that it will be the first game in the event. And then he did mention Texas Tech there. He said either it'll be Memphis and then either Wake Forest or Texas Tech. So there you have it.
I mean, yeah, you were intended to be the food, just like Wake Forest is for whoever they played. Texas Tech, mm-hmm, or Purdue, you're meant to be the food for them so that they have a Texas Tech-Purdue final. And you can look at it as, oh, man, you know, you have to play for Purdue first. This is a loss. I would look at it as I have a guaranteed shot against maybe the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
That it was not guaranteed, right, if I wasn't on their side of the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's true.
It's a free swing
it
with a
that.
Team that's probably – I mean, if you don't get Dane Danger back, let's be real, you're going to be outside the top 25.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know – how far up in it you are, if you got Dane Dangers back. I mean, you're in it with Dane back. Point is, good chance you're outside top. It's a free swing, bro. And, yeah, you might get absolutely slaughtered. They got two All-Americans back.
Yep.
I mean, that's what college basketball is going to expect of Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure will be on them. You know this better than anybody. Penny Hardaway's great as underdog coach.
He is.
Give me the guaranteed shot on my schedule that will be a quad one no matter what. Probably going to be a quad one loss, yeah. We could be a double-digit. We will be a double-digit underdog, especially if there's no Dane Danger. But you get the shot.
Right. No,
and
that's true.
And it's locked in your schedule in a way that it wouldn't be.
Yes.
And so I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at that as a positive.
Yeah, I think I would rather take the shot at Purdue, probably lose that game, than take the shot at Texas Tech, probably lose that game, then maybe lose to Wake Forest.
And like, not get Purdue, Wake Forest, and you hope to win that game.
No, take the shot. You want the shot at the number one
the
team.
The better opportunity is in getting Purdue first.
Yeah, no question.
That's the best scheduling opportunity out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's a good chance, as you said, they'll be number one in the country.
Yeah.
You know, that is all. You're playing with house money,
yes.
Even though, yes, we know how critical the non-conference portion of the schedule will be for Memphis in terms of this season. You get nothing out of the AAC.
When's the last time Memphis played the number one team in the country? Was Houston? I don't think Houston was ever ranked one when they played.
I think they were one, even though one of those key guys, Sasser, one of them was out. They were still number one. Penn beat them number one in the country.
Got it. Okay. So that's when you would
have. That would have been the tournament title game, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that, I think you're right. Yeah. 2023.
Kendrick.
But it doesn't happen often. Memphis doesn't play the number one team in the country very often. So this is look, you're right. Memphis is probably going to be, off the top of my head, if I'm assuming no Dane Danger, probably a 14-point dog.
I mean, the chances were you weren't going to get a shot at Purdue on your schedule because you would have to play a good Texas Tech team.
Yep.
That you lose to. And like you said, that's a date with Wake Forest after that.
Yep.
Now you got them.
Yeah.
That's free swing.
Yep.
And what if it's even if it's a close loss, John, if it's one within 10 points, that's a good loss.
Oh, totally.
On your schedule, so long as Purdue does what it's supposed to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think I know it's May, but I it's a tough matchup for Memphis just cuz like they have two players that are, you know, they're all Americans as a point guard and a big, right? Like, and they have an unbelievable high low, and Braden Smith is surgical, and Trey Kaufman Wren is just an absolute dominant force inside.
What I would hope is that it's going to test me in a way against those All-Americans and all those dominant forces that has me smacking up Wake Forest in the second game.
Yeah, that's
definitely made me a better team.
Yes. And then, of course, you take that with you the rest of your non-conference 100%. And your AAC. Yeah. You know, you got...
And, I mean, come on. I give Penny a good chance to keep within 10. This is his spot right here, man.
Yeah,
this is when he's at his best. Underdog, David and Goliath, baby.
Yep.
And that's essentially what it's going to be, sounds like.
Well, I could definitely see a world where Doug, like, has a great day, right? Like, where he, you know, gets the better of Braden Smith defensively. Like, that's certainly within the realm of possibility. I think the bigger issue is going to be how do they defend Kaufman Wren. Probably have to double him. And you could do that, right? I mean, you could double him and then make Purdue beat you outside of that. But, yes, Memphis is going to have a date.
Yeah, don't ask me about it. I'm still learning names on this roster, bro. Don't ask me about the plan yet.
Yeah.
I bet you the coaches look at this. Okay, yeah, now you can circle this one. At least you know you got them. They probably known this, it sounds like.
Well, I mean.
It didn't sound like it was new to Matt Painter.
Yeah, the idea is to play, you know, and beat the best teams in America, right? I mean, and you can't beat them unless you play them. So
you, in Penny's case, you have to play the best teams in America.
That's right.
Because there is literally no value in 18 games.
That's right.
In your conference.
Yes. No, listen, honestly, you Memphis fans should prefer this because there's some chance Texas Tech may not even be ranked. And if they are ranked, they might be in like the low 20s, you know, depending on what they bring back. And you would hate to lose, you know, by 15 in that game to a team that's ranked in the 20s, right?
If they're in the 20s and tournament directors looked at this and they said, well, is Dane coming back or not? Then you can make an argument that it should have been Memphis that the food set up for. I thought you said Texas Tech pretty squarely going to be in
they're pretty squarely
going to be up there. Not a team in the, you know.
They'd like to get Darion Williams back.
Right. I'm just saying the way this is set up, they want the, was it Gonzaga, Tennessee last year? That's what they're looking for in the final.
Right.
The main teams.
Yes.
And if you're, I'm not, Texas Tech better not be in the 20s by then.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.